Are you a high-performing parent, entrepreneur, or high achiever in pursuit of excellence? Welcome to The Nexus Podcast, a podcast custom-tailored for families like ours, driven, affluent, and eager to lead extraordinary lives. From rockstar stay-at-home moms to high-producing CEOs, we choose to model success for everyone we are surrounded by. We prioritize health over sickness, embrace a vitalistic lifestyle, and seek to tap into the limitless potential that God has bestowed upon us. I'm Dr. Daniel Kimble, your host, and on this podcast, we'll uncover the secrets to living a fulfilling and abundant life, where you and your loved ones can thrive physically, mentally, and spiritually. Together, we'll forge a path to greatness and unleash your God-given capabilities. Get ready to say yes to a life of true prosperity and well-being. This is The Nexus Podcast. Hey, what's up, fam? Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And this week, I had something crazy happen to me. I just got done surfing, which is why I have the beanie on, because I'm still a little bit cold. Neither here nor there, but I just got done surfing, and as I was out surfing, I started thinking about my childhood. And the reason I started thinking about my childhood is because I was encountered with a conversation, and simultaneously, I saw an advertisement on Facebook, and it hooked me. Like, it hooked me so much that I watched the entire video. It was a long video. It was probably like 12 minutes long, of this doctor explaining the root cause of pinched nerves. And this took me back, this conversation, this idea of pinched nerves took me back to a conversation that I had had a few weeks prior about someone telling me that they had a pinched nerve. And, you know, I got to just preface, like, the point of this podcast is not to call anybody out or say that they're wrong. You know, I get heated about the conversation about how the body works and understanding that, like, God gave us this intelligent design inside of our system to keep us safe and protected. And, you know, neither here nor there, but the whole conversation of this episode is going to be about pinched nerves. But the reason that I talk about my childhood and I think back to my childhood is I remember growing up, there was this car. So my dad used to have a 64 Chevelle, and that 64 Chevelle needed like a ton of body work. It didn't have an engine in it. The inside was pretty clean. It was kind of rusted out. And he had slowly over time, as I grew up, he would work on this thing. But one of the things that always stood out to me is like this car would literally sit in our garage, except for there are a few times when we would go to clean out our garage and we would have to get the car out of the garage and then get it back in. And the only way to do that was to pump up the tires with the air compressor, roll the car out with like two or three of us pushing and one person steering. And then lo and behold, because the car had sat for so long in the garage, the tires would need air again to roll the car back into the garage. And I'm talking like in the same day. So I have this vivid image in my head of these old crusty tires on this car. And the crusty tires on the car, like, they literally couldn't hold air. And I couldn't help but think about, like, I don't know why the image popped into my head, but I realized, like, this has so much to do with disc issues that we see in our bodies. And the idea is this, is that if this car is sitting there and the tires haven't been aired up and it's sitting on crusty, old, rotted out rubber tires for years and years and years and years and years and years, and we go to just try to pump back air into them, like, literally within minutes, the tires are going to go flat again sitting in the driveway instead of in the garage so we could clean it out. And then we would have to pump the tires up again, roll the car back in, and then within a few hours, the tires would be completely flat again. Why? Because they didn't have movement. Like, the tires were dry rotted and they were crusty and they were cracked up because they weren't getting used. They weren't getting movement. And so much of like this conversation and this idea of a pinched nerve, I want to put this in the perspective of your body and how your body works. And so in this advertisement that I mentioned in the beginning that on Facebook, they were talking about the root cause of a pinched nerve, which is your disc, which protrudes into the spinal canal and or the where the nerve roots are. And when the disc impinges on those, it pinches the nerve. And then that's what can cause pain. That's what can cause tingling and numbness in your fingers. There's a whole other host of things that go with it. Here's the reality, though, is that there is a cause to the disc not being lubricated and plumped up in the first place. There is a cause to the disc being flattened out like the tire in my dad's car in the garage in my house. And the cause is literally not that, like, that's not the symptom. The disc issue, the flattened out disc, the protrusion into the spinal canal, the pinched nerve is not a cause in and of itself. It's a cause of tingling, but that tingling is a symptom of a pinched nerve, and the pinched nerve is a symptom of something. The question and the answer that I want to talk about on this episode of the podcast is what? What is that something that causes the pinched nerve in the first place. And it's not the disc, because the disc being flattened out and protruding into certain areas to pinch a nerve is actually a cause or actually a symptom of something greater. So what you have to understand about your body is that every time you have a stress, your brain sends a signal of stress hormones to your entire system. Cortisol, adrenaline, norepinephrine. It happens every single time we have a stress. The trick is that most people would say, oh, I'm not stressed out, because we think of stressed out like a family member passing away or getting in an argument or, you know, like these big worries where we can feel our heart start to race or something really, really bad happens. But guess what? Looking at blue light on a computer screen causes stress in your body. Being under fluorescent lights causes a stress in your body. Moving from one house to another house causes stress. Thinking about something that happened in the past and worrying about it, even though it already happened, that's a stress. Worrying about the future and thinking about the future is a stress. There's so many stresses that we have on a day-to-day basis, but people don't acknowledge it that way because they've never been told that they actually have stress in their lives. And the reality is that we all have stress. We're all under the stress from EMFs. We're all under the stress of 5G. We're all under the stress of pollution in the air. We're all under the stress of Wi-Fi constantly bombarding our bodies. We're all constantly under the stress of blue light from our cell phones and from our tablets. We're constantly under the stress and the pressure of work and finances and the economy. And like, there's so many things that are stressful to us that we subconsciously cannot identify as stress. And every time we have a stress, it doesn't matter where it comes from. Working out, by the way, is a stress in and of itself. Cold plunging is a stress. Being in a sauna is a stress. Every time we have a stress, does not matter where it comes from. Our body is designed to go into fight or flight state. One of the hormones, cortisol, turns off the front part of the brain. The front part of the brain is responsible for your postural muscles. We turn off the front part of the brain to put us in a fight or flight posture. So on this advertisement, when I'm getting this back to the disc idea, but I have to give you the upfront conversation, because if you don't realize that stress is actually the cause of all the things in the first place, you're gonna forever chase symptoms and you never get to the root cause, and then you wonder why nothing else worked in the first place. So here's the reality. Is that every time we have a stress, our body goes into a fight or flight state. We release cortisol, adrenaline, norepinephrine. Cortisol specifically negatively acts on the front part of the brain to turn off that front part of the brain, putting us in a fight or flight posture. When we go into a fight or flight posture, you notice that there will be changes in the way our muscles fire and the way our spinal curvatures are. And this is the issue in the first place. So when I see these advertisements that talk about a pinched nerve, the cause is not actually the pinched nerve. The cause is actually stress. And the way that stress stops the joints of the spine from moving well, and just like my dad's car, when there's lack of movement of the tires, they start to flatten out, they start to dry out, they start to corrode. And then our bodies are so intelligently designed that when we start to dry out and flatten out and corrode our disc, our brain comes in and says, hey, let's activate some osteoblasts and start to build bone around that area to create more support and protection, safety and stability. So then we get bone spurs that impinge on the nerves. But again, the bone spurs are a cause or are a symptom of a greater cause, which is stress left unchecked in your body in the first place. So the question is, well, what can you do? So think about my dad's car for a second. What would it need? What would the tires need to never ride out in the first place? Lots of movement, staying aired up. And so what I do as a chiropractor, what other chiropractors do who are like me, who understand this idea of neurology and the neurophysiology behind what happens in a stress response in the first place, is when we move joints of the spine properly, we literally, at 12 to 14 impulses per second, we wake up the frontal cortex of the brain. When we wake up the frontal cortex of the brain, that part of the brain turns off the stress hormones and starts to turn on healing. So if we turn off stress hormones, remember, we awaken the front part of the brain. If we awaken the front part of the brain, we're going to start to affect and change our posture. So I share all this with you to say is that if you're dealing with a pinched nerve, the pinched nerve is not the cause. The pinched nerve is a symptom, and there is a greater cause to the pinched nerve in the first place. The disc issue is not the cause. The disc issue is a symptom of something greater happening in the first place, which is the front part of your brain being turned off. And so if we don't get back to the actual cause, then you'll forever be chasing a symptom, a symptom, a symptom. And this is why I get frustrated when I see these ads of this doctor talking about, I'm the best expert in pinched nerves in the first place, and I've looked at all the research and all the stuff, except for the fact that he's the best expert in chasing a symptom. And it's literally just that. It's no different than the medical model saying, hey, if you have pain, take OxyContin. Hey, if you have autoimmune issues, take this steroid. Hey, if you have skin issues, take this steroid. Hey, if you have a bacterial infection, take an antibiotic. The reality is that none of those cure anything. Like, these are band-aid approaches, right? So if you think about, I'll use the example of my dad's car again, the flattened out tires, right? We can put air back in them all day long. We can add air into them all day long.
But since they never got movement in the first place, this is what caused them to rot. And if we continue to not have movement, we could put brand new tires on the car. We could let the car sit in the exact same spot because it didn't have an engine, so we know it's not gonna move in the first place. And unless we move those tires and keep them moving, the reality is that they're going to shrink back up, they're going to corrode more, they're going to break down even further. And so the same is true with the disc in your body. The disc is just like the tire. The only way to keep your spine healthy, the only way to keep your disc healthy is through movement of the joints of the spine. We know that 90% of nutrition and stimulation to your brain come from movement of the joints of the spine. So the only way to actually have good posture is not to buy a postural device. The only way to actually have good posture is not to just get your neck cracked by some chiro who doesn't really know what they're doing in the first place, but it has to be at a certain speed. It has to affect the frontal cortex of your brain. Then if we don't affect the frontal cortex of the brain, then we're missing the entire cause in the first place. The coolest part about all this is where I get just so fired up is because yes, we can help somebody with disc issue. Yes, we can help somebody with a pinched nerve. But the reality is that when we start to wake up the front part of the brain, we will literally affect someone's posture. We will start to change their physiology and their body will start to heal itself from the inside out. Your body is a miraculous miracle of healing. Like, it was designed to heal. It was also designed to keep you safe and protected in times of stress. And so as we're adjusting people, what we can also do, I tell people all the time, like, I don't want to take away stress from your life. I don't want to tell you to stop doing X, Y, and Z. What I'm much more passionate about is making sure that your body is adapting well to all the stress that we throw at it so that it never overflows. So if you think of your body like a bucket for dealing with stress, we can dump stress in all day long, and if we never overflow, we'll never have symptoms. But as soon as you start to overflow, you will have symptoms. One of the problems with thinking about symptoms, though, is that long before there's actually an issue or a symptom that you can feel, a problem is arising. So think about the tires on my dad's car, right? For just a second. Tires start to go flat for a little bit. No one does anything about it. Tires start to dry rot a little bit. Nobody does anything about it. Eventually, it causes a pain. And so then when there's a pain, it's like, this car's a pain in the butt. We got to move it out of the garage. Well, that's when we realize that there's actually an issue, right? And that's what we've been told to do, is like, if you don't have pain, you're healthy. And the same thing is true. Like, some of these people who sit down with me in these consultations and the exams, I look at their MRIs, I look at their x-rays, and I'm like, dude, you realize, like, the doctor's telling you have a disc issue, but this has been going on for 40 years before you actually felt pain in the first place. And so, like, you taking yourself out of the traditional models, like, if I don't have anything wrong, if I don't feel anything bad, then I'm healthy, is completely crazy. Like, I literally know people who have been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and their first symptom of stage 4 cancer was stage 4 cancer. And so, like, I know this sounds harsh, but I'm just saying that cancer was growing for stage 1, 2, and 3 long before they ever had any symptoms. And the same is true with your body. So if you can start to think about moving joints of your spine is key. That's what's going to prevent disc issues. Moving joints of the spine is key. That's what's going to prevent pinched nerves. You can take the medication, you can feel better, but guess what? If you don't address your brain and the way that your brain in a stressed out state is putting you in a fight or flight posture, which is negatively affecting how the joints of your spine are moving, then you will forever stay stuck in the cycle of stress. You will forever stay stuck in the cycle of disc issues and back pain and searching for a solution. And the reality is that the solution is within you. It's that movement of the joints of your spine is key. Movement of the joints of the spine is what wakes up the brain. It's what allows your body to go back into a healing process. And without that, you will forever be chasing a symptom. So my friend, I hope you got some value out of this episode. I love and appreciate you. If you could share this up with somebody who needs to hear it, I would be forever grateful to you. And I love you. I'll come at you again next week. Peace.